Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now it's time for Open House with Jeffrey Bodu of William Ravis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. Jeffrey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. How are you and Ray doing?
Good, buddy.
We're good. Let's jump into this because we've been a little backed up here with commercials. Last time we had John a couple weeks ago, we were talking about obviously selling and what people should do with that. Let's get back to that a little bit. I know one of the things that you talk to your clients about is minimizing. Can you just explain that a little bit?
Well, minimizing is so important. You need to get as much out of your house as you possibly can to make it as desirable to buyers when they come in. You know, having something around, well, that's a gift from my parents that they gave us from the wedding. You know, buyers, that's not going to matter for them. In fact, it's probably distract them from your home. So you want to minimize as much as you can so a buyer can envision themselves putting their furniture in, their pictures, stuff of that sort. And, you know, one of the first things a buyer is going to do when they drive up is there, you need immediate curb appeal, too, because like anything else, it's first impression. So the moment a buyer drives up to the property, they've already making assumptions about your home.
Yikes. So make sure the shrubs are trimmed and the yard is mowed and maybe even the driveway is in okay shape.
Driveway's in okay shape. Get rid of those weeds, that sort of stuff. There is a lot of things a seller needs to do, not only inside, outside, but inside. And it's important that they talk to their agent before they dive into these things, because there's some repairs and things that they may think are going to bring value or maybe going to be important to a buyer that frankly they're not. Or there's some repairs that don't make financial sense that possibly can be negotiated on once you're under contract.
Jeff, let's talk about the aspect of packing. When do you pack? What do you pack, and where do you put it?
That's a good question. You know, the seller needs to disassociate themselves from the house. You know, it's not their house. It's going to be sold in a couple of weeks. So part of the minimizing is finding out what items need to be packed, package them up. You know, I'm not one for getting those things that you put in the driveway and you put your stuff in there. It's just going to take away from the curb appeal of your house.
The pods thing,
but as they tell sellers, you know, if it's in the middle of summertime, you're going to be moving. Pack up all your winter clothes anyway. Put those in a box, and you can absolutely neatly store boxes in a corner. You know, you fold them, you tape them up, you put the information on the outside of the box, and what that shows to a buyer is, well, these people really are organized.
Good. But I think when we sold my house, we had a bunch of stuff. Besides that, we filled three dumpsters, but okay, there's that. But we got one of those temporary storage units, you know, and put a bunch of stuff in there. And that's a nice way to get it out of the house. And it's not that expensive.
No, Gray, you're absolutely right. Get that stuff removed from the house. Minimize as much as you can. And, you know, finding the right agent is going to be important because they're all, like I said, they're going to help you decide what items are going to be important to either repair, maintain, or not do anything with it. But they're also going to help you with the state, with the packing and where to pack. And they may even refer contractors or people that they use that's going to help you with that stuff to do that process.
So the reason you take all of your stuff out, or at least as much as you can, minimize, as you said, is so that the person walks in and says, you know, I could imagine putting our sofa here and our bookcase here, right? I mean, that's basically what you want them to do, is imagine that it's their own.
Absolutely. And if you have too much stuff in the house, you've got a love seat, two couches, four end tables, a buyer's not going to be able to envision themselves there because they're going to be looking at the clutter. And not only that, but the rooms are going to appear significantly smaller than probably what they are.
Oh, yeah.
A couple more minutes with Jeffrey Beaudoux, open house with Jeff Beaudoux Realty at William Revis. When do you decide what needs to be repaired and what doesn't, and also maintenance of the house is concerned?
Well, I'm glad you brought up maintenance, Joe, because that's an important factor. You know, when a buyer, or pardon me, when a seller is preparing their house for sale, one of the big things that I like to suggest to people is put together, find all of your the brochures, the warranties, all the maintenance records that you can find for that house, and put them together in one certain area. You know, I sold a house once, and the gentleman and had a, believe this or not, three ring binders of everything they've done to the house in sequence.
That's organized.
Now, that's a little bit. That's the truth, and it's a little overkill. But I'll tell you, everybody who came and looked at that house was thoroughly impressed and felt comfort that they were going to purchase this house without issue, and it went into multiple offers. So that stuff like that is important.
So it makes you believe that, you know, he was maintaining the furnace, they were maintaining the air conditioning, they had the fans going, the garage door opener works, because this guy is organized.
This guy is organized. And when people see that, not only does it equate to a quicker sale, but almost always it equates to more money in the pocket of the seller.
Woohoo. Jeff, we know you have an office down in Florida. How's real estate down there?
Yeah.
They're obviously deeper in the pandemic now than we are.
They are deeper in the pandemic. When all this first started, there was a slowdown of about a week or two, and then it was business as usual. Things were selling quick. But just now, if you imagine that the pandemic and huge amount of cases being coming on board down in Florida. That's one issue why things have slowed down. But also, too, where I am in Naples, the market is slow typically because it's this time of year.
Right, right.
Right, that's true.
Values are very good down in Florida right now. They're exceptionally well.
All right, you want to get in touch with Jeff? You can call him, right? Give us the number.
860-463-9296. And you can also check out our website at jeffbeaudoux.com.
All right. Very good.
Jeff,
thanks for the time. We always appreciate it. Stay safe. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You guys have a great,
thanks,
great
buddy.
Weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.